What is up, you guys, and welcome back to another episode of Love It or Leave It. We are on episode two, which I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but to me it is because you guys know how hard it was for me to build up the courage to actually like post an episode, and I'm just so happy to like know like you guys are receiving it so well and like actually want to hear my voice and hear about the things that I have to talk about. So that's also why I'm so excited for this week's episode because I'm going to be diving into the Bachelor world and recapping this week's episode with none other than my very best friend, the king of Bachelor Nation himself, the one who knows everything there is to know about the Bachelor franchise, and probably before the Bachelor producers even have a chance to make a news article for somebody to read it. He knows everything. He is my reality Steve 2.0, and I'm just so excited for you guys to hear us talk about this episode and our thoughts behind everything involving the Bachelor franchise right now. And I also wanted to preface that these are our opinions. So if you don't agree with them, that's fine. You can leave. But yeah, without further ado, let's dive into this week's episode of The Bachelor. Truly an honor to have you on our show today.
I appreciate everything you just said. Honestly, like at this point, I should be the host of the Bachelor franchise. Like I would do a much better job than Chris Harrison. It's a fact.
It is an actual fact. So, Bachelor Nation, Bachelor producers, you no longer have, you look no further. Right here is where you gotta be.
Please.
So, we are going to dive into the crazy episode that week seven was. Truly was so much to unpack. Literally had to unpack all of my suitcases and my carry-ons just to even figure out what this episode was.
It was overwhelming, to say the least. So.
Literally, to say the least. So we start this episode off right where we ended off last week, where Heather was coming in and really shaking things up in the house. So let's talk about that because when Heather and like first comes in to meet Matt, like we saw last week, he was so floored and so excited and I was very thrown off by this because I really did not believe like this was their first time like meeting each other. Like there was just no way.
I agree. Like the way he was laughing, it just felt like so normal with.
Exactly. It felt like they were just like rekindling an old flame. Like that's what it looked like from my end. And the girls were pissed, to say the least. Like I really felt their anger.
Heather came in and like only asked Matt to chat.
Was super weird because if I was walking into a room where someone was talking to a guy that I wanted to talk to, I would at least address her and just be like, "Hey girl, so sorry to interrupt." You know, she just kind of was like, "Hey Matt, let's go, let's talk, let's do something. Like I'm here. Choose me." Yeah, so I was also like during this whole time I really was like Heather is staying. Like I really thought like there's no way the Bachelor producers would like not let her stay.
Yeah, I thought at least the rose ceremony she would get
Me
away.
too. I really thought she would at least stay like the week or something, you know? But here we saw a lot of the mean girl mentality kind of come back after let the last 2 weeks when we sent all of the mean girls home. I really thought that was kind of over with, but
Yeah, especially with Jessenia. Let's just.
yeah. This, with Jessenia, because I was shocked because I was like, aren't you the one that was like really advocating that you weren't like the mean girls and getting MJ sent home and all this stuff like that? So I was just very
It was very hypocritical.
It was very hypocritical. And I just really was like, not about it. And I actually felt bad for Heather at this point, even though I really don't like Heather in this situation in the show. I just like felt bad in that moment because I was like, wow, she's really getting thrown to the dogs in this, like right away. Like she doesn't even have a chance to, she doesn't hold a standing chance at all.
Exactly. I did feel really bad for her just standing up alone in front of like how many girls, like 8 of them?
10 yeah.
Of them, were just dodging at her.
But, yeah, like I would be scared. Like I would honestly be crumbling and crying too. Like it really just, I literally wrote in my notes, let's just throw the whole house away at this point, because I literally was like, we're all like, where are we going?
Yeah. And I will say I love that Matt told Heather that it wouldn't work. It gave me a little bit of respect for him because
same.
Honestly don't have any respect for him kind of. It just showed that he was following his heart, and it's good that he knows that like he sees his wife in that group and not with Heather. And he's not listening to Hannah B. You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly. I really liked how he was just like, time isn't on our side right now. Like, this isn't going to be here. Like, I've been holding myself accountable for making sure that everyone sees what I'm saying. And like, my actions follow my words. And if I choose you, like, that's not me holding myself accountable to like what I need to. So I was very happy when he was like, this is not it. And like Heather was pulling out all these moves that I would do, honestly, like crying, trying to convince like Matt, like I am here for the right reasons. I want to stay. But like the whole time I was like, Heather, trust me, the more you beg a man to stay, the more he wants to run for the hills. Like just
yes.
No. And I really was crying at her exit because they really made her leave in the minivan that she drove up in.
No, her leaving in her minivan sent me. I was literally in tears, just like, la la la, like just her like driving off in her minivan, like how, I can't. It was so funny.
But I know that there has been some talk about Heather might be like in the running to be the next Bachelorette. So I wanted to kind of hear what you had to say about that, Brandon, because obviously, as someone who is involved in the Bachelor Nation as you are, I feel like you have a lot of thoughts on this.
Stop it. You know, I am not here for it. Only because there's many reasons why I don't want Heather being Bachelorette. One being, I just think having another girl from Colton's season isn't fair. I feel like we need someone obviously fresh and new. And I'm not here for Heather, period.
Yeah, me neither. 100% agree. Heather is a no for me all around. Like, she needs to be gone.
Yeah, she'll be fine. Maybe Paradise this time around.
Yeah, maybe she's honestly a strong Paradise contender. I honestly didn't even think about that until like right now, but.
But as a lead, I don't see it.
No, absolutely not. She is Paradise material, and that's literally it. And so then after they send Heather home, we have just the rose ceremony right then and there, which we said goodbye to Serena C, thank God. And we said bye to Chelsea, which was quite sad about, but you said it best. I think she's going to be a really good person in Paradise, or which you brought up to me earlier today was being with Mike.
Yes, I totally see it.
I do too. I think they would really like just be well for each other. I think they share a lot of the same values, at least from what we've seen of her and what we know about him. I think like they would really go well together. Like they would just complement each other very nicely.
I definitely see them hitting it off in Paradise.
No, me too. 100%. So I hope that they work that out. I hope that they see like the Bachelor producers see that and put them on Paradise in the same season, because I'd be very excited about that.
And can we also talk about her walk out that mansion?
Oh, she strutted that shit right out. She said, okay, you don't want me? That's fine. I'll leave, but I'm gonna leave with grace.
Yeah, like I'm too good for Matt.
Okay, so after that whole rose ceremony cocktail party situation, which took up like a whole half hour of time just to kind of go through all of that, we go into the dates for the week, which was honestly a little disappointing in my opinion, because they gave the second one-on-one, or the first one-on-one, but like her second was Serena P when they did the whole yoga situation, which I mean, honestly, this whole time during that date, I really thought like she was going to be sent home. Like I didn't feel like any of their connection at all. I felt like her saying how uncomfortable she was really just kind of showed like she's not in the same place as he is. And the whole time he's like, I'm so into her. I'm so attracted to her. Like, I loved being this close to her, like whatever. I just felt like there was no way like that they were on the same page. And I still don't think they're on the same page.
I thought it was so awkward watching that date, like knowing Serena just wasn't either. And like you said, like if she's not affectionate right now, I don't see her being like that moving forward. And yeah, I was annoyed that Serena got the second one-on-one. I think it should have been Brie. She had the first one-on-one, and that was like the beginning of the season.
You know, yeah. So we were like ready for another one.
I was very annoyed that it wasn't Brie.
Yeah, and I just felt like, too, like, even in the first part, he mentions, like, I made it out of the friend zone, or, like, into the friend zone or something like that. I was like, what? Like, how is that something that you now think about as someone being your wife is saying, like, just trying to break out of the friend zone, like, whatever. It's like, well, I don't think that that qualifies. I think, like, his relationships with other women could be a lot stronger with and like match his like love language, because I feel like his love language is not only words of affirmation, which we've known is, I think it's a physical touch for him. Like, I think he is very like that. I don't think that's Serena P at all. Like, I think that's so opposite of like who she is. So I felt super uncomfortable. And then like her, when she got the rose during her like dinner portion of the date, I really was like blown away. I was like, whoa, really did not see that coming.
Me too. I was shocked, especially she's 22. Like, she does act
22
age. Yeah, she's 22.
Oh my God.
She acts very mature for her age, but
maybe that's why. Yeah, I think she does act mature, because I thought she was older. I thought she was at least like 25.
Yeah, I don't see it with them, and I'm not interested. I'm bored.
Me too, bored, because I really like her. I think she's super great, but I don't think them together is a good combo. Like, I think she needs someone more like her style to fit with.
But I will say, it was really funny, Matt's reaction when Serena was like, did you enjoy the date? His reaction was just like, yes.
I freaking loved this date.
Eyes were out.
He was like, holy shit, this whole date. I was like, oh my God.
We got to see more of his personality when she asked him that. Like, he was just like, we just don't get to see much of his goofy side. It's like,
no, I like his goofy side.
It's always so like bland
when he's they make him so boring.
And it's just
Yeah, it's a fat no for me.
I think it should have been Mike as the first Black Bachelor.
I agree. 100%.
And that's just that.
After the one-on-one with Serena P, we go into the group date, which group dates right now in this time are so scary to me because
they're crucial.
So when we go on this group date, which did they have like a day date, or was it just like a?
Yeah, it was just like almost like a cocktail party. They were just like.
Yeah, I wonder if they did something earlier in the day and they just didn't show it, because I feel like they've been not showing certain dates and just going straight to cocktail parties.
Yeah, maybe.
So I don't know. But anyways, while we have the like cocktail party, when we have Brie going up and talking to Matt and having their one-on-one time where she really opens up and talks about how she actually had to leave her dream job and like how she knew that that was going to be a thing, but seeing how their relationship is, like, she wants to like just be all in with him. And I thought that was so like moving.
Can I just say that Brie is quite literally my hands down like favorite contestant they've ever had on this franchise, and I stand by that. Like, I am just obsessed with Brie. I think we all can agree.
Mm-hmm.
It's so disappointing that she gets like barely any screen time because she is stunning. She's mature. She is not in any sort of drama. She knows what she wants. She said that on day one.
Yeah. She's
ready for love. And just everything, her Bree's energy and presence is so regal and poised that like I am just obsessed with her. Every single week she slays with her outfits. And if none of you are following Bree on Instagram, what are you doing?
Literally, like, go stop what you're doing, pause this, and go follow her right now.
I would do anything for her, so.
I would die for Bree, so.
And I looked up, I wanted to know where did she work, and it was Facebook.
Like, she worked at Facebook? Oh my god.
San Francisco. I was like, okay, queen.
Wow, she is a queen.
But, like, this is when I'm gonna use the word, I lost all respect for Matt when Bree just laid all that out to him about her resigning from her job and doing it for her mom, being a single mom. It just went right over his head, and he gives the group date rose to, I don't even want to say her name.
Yeah, we don't even have to say her name, but the problematic queen herself.
Yeah, who, that conversation that him and Blank had, there was nothing.
There was nothing there. I was so pissed. I was like, why did you get the group date, Rose? Like, there was just no fucking need for you to get it.
Like, am I missing something?
I'm missing something. What was said that was not shown? Because in my opinion,
I'm sorry, she said the same thing on her one-on-one.
She says the same thing every single time. And she's like, I'm still in love with Matt. No, you're fucking not. I know it. You're not.
I don't see it.
Like, there's just no way. I can't see it. Even before all of this drama has occurred, I never saw it with Rachel. I never saw it. From day one, I literally was like, no, they're not going to be a match. And then everything ended up coming out about her. It's crazy to me that they're doing this. So I feel like how the Bachelor producers like dealt with all this, it kind of shows like she has to be going super far. Like,
should we talk about that?
Yeah, we can talk about that if you want.
Okay, good. So Rachel's racist allegations, this needs to be addressed. It's just really, really sad seeing those pictures surface the internet from 2018. That was what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
Yeah, 3 years ago.
Not thinking that it wasn't racist back then in 2018. Chris Harrison, like, watching that was absolutely disgusting. I can't believe a host of a huge franchise was basically ignoring racism.
Yeah, period. It was a lot to really unpack. Just go watch the 13-minute interview that's online, like, and you'll kind of get a better understanding of how things kind of played out, and how this ultimately led to Chris Harrison stepping back from the Bachelor franchise for a little bit to properly educate himself after how he just kind of put his foot in his mouth. And I was actually reading today on E! Where they kind of discussed, like, would Rachel Lindsay replace Chris Harrison as the Bachelor host? Rachel said, so this is not the Rachel in the season. This is Rachel Lindsay, obviously, you know. So she said that he has apologized at this point, so she doesn't want to go into too much because although he's apologized more than two times, it seems he's taking the right steps that are necessary to really learn from this whole experience. I'm happy that the level of awareness that is happening and to just sit and see what happens next. She pointed out that although he has admitted the way the interview went perpetuated racism, I think that he is aware of some of the things that went wrong and is willing to grow for it. And she also weighed in on Rachel's apology saying, I mean, it's an apology. We've been asking for it for a really long time. I think it's a little bit after the fact, but she apologized. It was well written and it's just holding her accountable to the things that she said and she's going to commit to. And that's all we can do at this point. I don't think anybody knows what's next. I think we're all going to just be waiting and seeing what's happening, which I really think is a very true statement because everyone is apologizing and which they should be doing. But like she said, it's kind of late. Something that was kind of brought to my attention was I was listening to another podcast the other day and it was kind of talking about that and saying that I wish people would make the apology before we're asked for one. Like the example that they used was the Justin Timberlake apologizing to like Britney Spears and was saying, I wish that he would have just came out after that whole documentary came out and said, I've been learning and growing from my past actions. And like, this is what I've done to change. This is how I'm changing. And I'm still continuing to grow and change, you know, instead of just saying, I'm going to be learning and growing from this. It's like, haven't you already been doing that then? Like, if you say you aren't the same person you are, show us the facts, actually showing like, I'm changing, like, please be patient with me. I'm not going to be changed overnight, but I've been trying and I'm willing to keep learning and growing with you. And I think that would hold a lot more weight and apologies for people across the board, just to show like, you're actually taking the steps that we want to see as viewers. We want to see as fans, we want to see as people in this country to see positive change being happen, instead of just saying, I'm going to work to do better. How? Show us the facts, what you're doing. Show us the receipts of how you're doing better and what you're going to continue to keep doing, so that way we never have to deal with shit again.
Period. You said that perfectly.
Period.
We just, I guess time will tell, but this franchise literally needs to do better.
Literally needs a whole revamp. Like I said, all we can do is wait and see.
Yeah, but they like truly need to work on diversity and racism.
Yes, 100%. Okay, back to the group date.
Justice for Abigail.
Just keeps showing so much like problems with Matt. He's not our guy. Okay, he is not our man. Especially, he is not Abigail's man. So she basically gives him an ultimatum, like, do you see a future with me? Yes or no? If not, send me home right now, basically. And that's exactly what he did.
It's just sad that Matt was not progressing in the relationship when Abigail was so in and just like always overthinking in her head, which is just so awful. And she said something in her limo exit that really stood out, but I forgot what she said. It was just really, really sad. And she's way too good for him, basically.
Oh yeah. She has a heart of gold. Like, she deserves so much better and she will find so much better.
Wait, do we see Abigail being Bachelorette or in Paradise? Bachelor Nation loves Abigail.
I really like Abigail, but I don't know if I see her as Bachelorette.
Interesting.
I think it's just because I think she doesn't like the spotlight too much. And being Bachelorette, you are forced into that spotlight every chance you get. And she is like not the kind of person, and from what I've seen, that wants that. Like, she's more like reserved and like shy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they would do her justice. And on Paradise, I feel like there would be so many guys that would just be wanting to be with her and like throwing themselves at her. That would be way more like rewarding. And she can just kind of lay low and enjoy Paradise. And then we have Kit.
I fucking love Kit.
Look, listen, let me just, I will read you my DM I sent her and I hope she responds, because anyone who knows me knows I'm an avid celeb DMer. Like, I DM everyone on reality TV in hopes that they will respond, and normally they do.
You're the queen at that, so.
Yeah, and I will keep messaging them until they basically respond, so they have no choice but to become my friend. I said, Kit, I really swear we were meant to be sisters. I feel like you're my long lost soul sister. I love you so much and have gained so much respect for you this season. Also, if you ever want to record a podcast episode together, it would be quite the honor.
That would be iconic.
Iconic, because she has a podcast.
She does.
So I'm like, okay, it's two podcast queens. Like, we were meant to be friends. I know it. So through her little one-on-one conversation, I was laughing at this conversation because it was really good, but it was also like comical, because she was saying like, I need to graduate. I need to get my career started. And then I want to have kids by like 25, 26. I'm like, girl, like, I'm 24 and there's just no kids in my future right now. Like, I turned 25 in 6 months. So that's like a no for me. I really loved that she was so strong in that. And she's like, I'm a long-term investment, because I felt that. I was like, I'm going to use that. I'm going to say I'm a long-term investment. So that conversation I thought went really well, because he was like, yes, like, I'm here for this. I'm loving how independent you are. Like, I love that you're career driven, whatever. And the date was over.
And it was literally showing Matt and Rachel dancing or whatever, slow dancing.
So awkward.
And showing the girls crying.
The song that he sang was really perfect for that, because I was also sobbing. So they show Matt in his room, and, you know, I'm like, why did they record this? I'm like thinking, do the Bachelor producers think we're dumb? Because like, why else are they recording him? Like, what did they tell Matt? Like, we're just going to get some really good shots of you just like pondering and like thinking about your decision you have to make. Like, what did they say to that? Because then Kit comes knocking on the door. Like, why did they do that? Like, what did they tell him?
I don't know.
Yeah. Like, I was just very, I always think too much into that. Like, I'm like, what did they say to record this? Because I'm sure after most dates, they don't record him anyway.
Like, do they tell him, hey, Kit's coming?
Yeah, like, what do they say? Like, does Kit go, you guys, I'm going to leave. Like, let's go record this. Like, what, like, how does that, like, process, like, come about? Like,
we need to know.
I need her to spill that tea for me. So she goes, Kit comes to the door and is like, I really need to talk to you. And basically sends herself home. She's like, I know you need somebody that's sure, and I'm just not anymore. And I was like, oh, okay.
Which I stand. That conversation was so mature. I was like, okay, Kit, you know your worth.
But honestly, I was really sad because we didn't get to see her hometown, and I really wanted to see her hometown. I felt gypped.
Wanted to see Cynthia Riley, her mom. Icon.
Icon. Our last one-on-one date was Jesenia with the whole drifting, driving thing. Weird.
That's a no for me. It was just not it for me.
It was uncomfortable, honestly. Like, if a guy took me out to go driving and drifting, I would say no fucking way am I doing that.
And I would, like, throw up. So.
So nauseous. And I'd be so scared. I would literally have an anxiety attack. It was so stupid. So that was whatever. I didn't like that. And then we go to the dinner date. What was that? They have this cute little fairy looking place with all the lights hanging and everything. I was like, oh my God, this is so cute. And you mentioned this actually earlier. You said how his outfit choice really just like solidified that he wasn't in it.
Yeah, he showed up in a literal hoodie.
A literal hoodie. So riddle me that.
If I was Jesenia, I would feel embarrassed and, like, I would just...
I would walk out.
Like, how awful is that? Like, him just showing up in, like, a hoodie and jeans.
That's what I'm saying. And, like, he, like, had the outfits this season. Like, he had every turtleneck and jacket combo that you could possibly think of. So why did he choose now to wear the hoodie? Because he wasn't interested.
And which... him picking up the rose, like...
What a blue ball, like picking up the rose and her smiling so big, like her being like, I'm really falling in love with you. And he was like, thank you.
Yeah.
So he, yeah, sends her home, picks up the rose and says, I just can't see this with you.
I just want to point this out. It's the thank you for sharing that with me. Every single conversation he has, like, Matt, you're the bachelor. You need a larger vocabulary. I cringe. Like, do you not know anything else to say? So yeah, Jesenia went home.
Yep. And then we go to the rose ceremony and we knew Piper was going to go home, but I mean, it still kind of like stung a little bit watching her because you've kind of felt bad for her.
Yeah.
So my heart kind of sank for her a little bit when she left, which was crazy because I'm just, again, confused overall why Serena P got that date rose when, on my opinion, I think she should have been sent home and Piper should have went to hometowns, but.
Oh, you like Piper more than Serena P?
Yes. I liked her. I mean, I like her more with Matt than I like Serena with Matt. Like, I love Serena P. Don't get me wrong. I love her. But I'm looking more of like, with Matt, who do I like to see more? And I like Piper with Matt more than I like Serena P with Matt. But that's because I think I really liked their one-on-one date when they went to the circus, or not the circus, the fair. I really loved that date for them. I felt like it was like a Grease reenactment for me, and I really was like about it. So that's probably why I liked them so much together. And I just felt like Serena P and him just are more friends than, if anything.
Serena P.
Yes, not Serena C. You guys all know I do not like Serena C at all. I'm so happy she's gone. I have nothing nice to say about her, so.
Period.
Period.
What? It was so funny, like, showing them at the end.
Oh, my God. At the end, I was cracking up when they actually just showed, like, them basically just goofing around.
Yeah, like, Michelle doing that little push-up moment.
I really like Michelle, but that made me like her so much more. It was, like, really cool because I was like, oh, so this is who they are.
I loved it. I want more of that. like, I can't believe we're at the final four.
I know. I really didn't see this final four, like, being the one. I kind of did. You have, like, a sixth sense for Bachelor news. Like, you just know everything.
I do. I just had a feeling it would be Bree, Michelle, and Rachel. I for sure thought Abigail would have been in the four.
Yeah. That's, I think, what was showing me is I really thought Abigail was going to make it to the end.
Me too. And then maybe Kit.
Yeah. Kit, I just wanted to see her hometown. Like, I just wanted to see. I don't care if she didn't make it past hometown. I wanted to see her hometown.
Well, I don't think we were going to their hometown.
When?
They just have the like, their parents come.
That's so annoying.
No.
That's so rude. I forgot about that. I remember that now.
Because they show the previews.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Ugh, that's so annoying. Okay. Well, I guess we didn't really miss much then because I wanted to see their actual house. I wanted to see where she grew up.
I know, but I still wanted to see Cynthia Rowley.
Me too. I just know this upcoming week of hometowns is really going to be crazy. And I feel like Kits would have been like fun.
Yeah. And like, talk about next week's episode, how beautiful Bree and Matt look together.
Oh my God. They look stunning together.
Bree is way too good for him at the moment. They look like the best couple. I just love Bree. I literally comment on every single one of her pictures, so.
And that was honestly the whole episode.
This was so much fun.
Really could not have unpacked this episode without you.
Oh, stop. Well, I loved being on here. This was so much fun.
And that about does it, you guys. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of us diving into The Bachelor. If you are not already following Brandon, which you should be because he posts amazing content all the time, I will have his Instagram handle linked below. And if there is anything that you would like me to talk about in my upcoming episodes that do not involve Bachelor, please feel free to DM me on my Instagram account at loveitorleaveitpod or my personal account at Kayla_Leavitt. And I will see you guys soon. See ya. You know you can't roam without Caesar. All I know you love the show.